And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 10th of August, 2017. It's the birthday of the poet Lawrence Binyon, born Lancaster, England, 1869, best known for his poem For the Fallen, which he wrote to honor First World War dead, which includes the lines, "They shall grow not old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them." It was on this date, 1846, the U.S. Congress passed legislation creating the Smithsonian Institution. James Smithson was an English scientist, the illegitimate son of a nobleman and a widow related to the royal family, born in secret in Paris, never married, spent his life traveling, getting to know great scientific minds, and shortly before he died in 1829, he bequeathed his estate to his nephew. But if the nephew died childless, Smithson wrote then, the money was to go to the United States for the foundation of an institution for the increase and diffusion of knowledge. The nephew died without heirs, and so the money came here. There was a big debate about the Smithsonian. The Federalists were in favor of it. The supporters of states' rights argued the Constitution didn't make any provisions for a national institution, but the Federalists won out. And then people argued about what Smithson meant by the phrase increase and diffusion of knowledge. Did he mean a research institute, an observatory, publishing house, library, museum, or what? And in the end, it became all of those things. Smithsonian includes museums of natural history, American history, fine and decorative arts, air and space technology, 16 museums in all, plus the National Zoo. And it was on this date in 1519 that Ferdinand Magellan set off to sail around the world. He left with a fleet of 5 ships and 270 men, left from Seville, heading west, crossed the Atlantic, sailed around South America through what later came to be called the Strait of Magellan, became the first European to enter the Pacific Ocean from the east, and he gave it its name, Pacific, because it was much calmer than the Atlantic. The fleet stopped off in what are now called the Philippine Islands, where Magellan got killed in a battle, April 1521. The remaining fleet went on without him, got back to Seville, 1 ship and 18 men, in September 1522. Here's a poem for today by John Daniel, After the Wedding, for Marilyn. After the white balloons were swept away on the wind that had swallowed most of our vows, after the embraces and tears, the flung rose petals, after new friends and old friends and aunts from everywhere, after you tossed the bouquet and the cries of the children raised coyote cries on the rim, after chicken grilled on juniper coals, cold beer from the cattle trough, and hours of hot dancing to Beatles and Stones, the last of us swaying, arms on shoulders, singing ourselves hoarse. How good it is to find you now, beyond all the loud joy, driving north in rain and the lovely ease of our silence. After the Wedding, a poem by John Daniel from Common Ground, published by Confluence Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.